It was all a processional descent to the eye of the Leviathan, where it swallows and regurgitates the light, where every brilliant soul will come to die, but in their bodies lie the brilliance of their inner sacred flame. But they all relinquished their claim to her, so she came to me, and so I came to the cave. I came to be in a darkness so deep even the sun could not penetrate. I forsook the might of a man, the one who could cut a swath through the mountains to cut through the darkness. I offered my light, she offered me guidance. She came and showed me where the light is, and I said, is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? And she said, yes, it is. I am the light, I am the way, I am the path, I am the guide, I am the flame, I am the spark, the eternal fire that burns in the dark. I am the black light, the cosmic night, the endless dream, the end of all things. I am your sacred flame, and you have carried me. You have carried me here, and you will carry me. You will carry me home. You will carry me home. When I heard a voice, I almost died. I could not bear to hear the voice of God. I said, how can I be the one when I am not the son? When I have done what I've done, when I've been who I've been. And she said, what do you mean? When you're the best one I've ever seen. And you came, you came, you came for me. And you held my flame for me. And you carry my flame with me. You carry it, carry it. You carry my flame with me. You carry it, carry it. I said, I don't think I can do it. I'm just not good enough. She said, that's why I chose you. Because you don't know how good you are. Because you will always do your best. Because you don't know how good you are. Because you will always do your best. You are not perfect. You are the best. And then I could hear her.